It's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm George Prentice. There are a select number of days on the calendar that are, well, let's face it, they're just better than other days. Many of them holidays or celebrations, when we recognize what we have in common, when we see acts of love, and when we feel just better about the world. New Year's Eve reminds us that we all get a second chance, and Thanksgiving reminds us that there are many more families than the ones we're born with. And then there is World Refugee Day. It's all of the best parts of your favorite holidays, and there are new beginnings, music, food, and family. So let's put this on our calendar. Magic Valley Refugee Day in Twin Falls is Friday, and then this Saturday, June 22nd, is World Refugee Day in Boise, when there will be a big celebration in Boise's downtown. That'll be capped off by a naturalization ceremony. We'll meet America's newest citizens then. So let's bring in some guests. Here is Holly Beach, Communications Manager at the Idaho Office for Refugees. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, George.
And here comes Saeed Alazawi. He and his family came to the U.S. and received their U.S. citizenship a couple of years ago. Today, he works security at Jump in downtown Boise. Saeed, good morning.
Morning, George. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being here. Holly, up top, can you paint a word picture for anyone who has not seen this amazing event, which is my favorite day of the year?
So World Refugee Day is celebrated around the world. It has been for over two decades. And in Boise, we have our event in the Grove Plaza. We're right there next to the Capital City Public Market. So there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of people passing through. And it's a chance for people who live in Idaho who came from refugee backgrounds to get to celebrate and share some of the favorite parts of their cultures and home traditions. That includes dance, live music. We have food and craft vendors, and it's just a really good time. It does have a vibe of connection, appreciation, and solidarity, but it's also a chance to pause and reflect and to respect the fact that millions of people around the world are still displaced. And so there's gratitude for who's here and also honor for those who are still a part of that struggle.
You can't tell where the Saturday market ends and the celebration begins, and people just kind of happen upon it. It's just kind of a natural invitation where you just all of a sudden are just in the middle of this festival.
You know, a few years ago before I worked here, my first World Refugee Day, I just kind of accidentally stumbled into.
Yeah.
And I thought it was such a beautiful piece of Boise to see people all come together in this one place. Like, how special is that to get to have?
Saeed, tell us about you and your family. Your home nation was where?
I'm from Baghdad, Iraq. I moved to the United States at the end of 2017. I used to work at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Originally, I'm a civil engineer. I work with the U.S. Army also. During my duty over there, I got a shot in my head when I saved one of the people. He's from Boise. I saved his life. Therefore, I'm in Boise because he insists to be my sponsor. He wants me to come to Boise.
Wow. Okay. Can I assume that you and your family had to survive through years of conflict and war?
Actually, we are lucky to be survived. I have a shot in my back too. We lived a very tough life because I am a target. People cannot understand I work in power plants to help my country. They thought I'm working with Americans, so I'm a bad guy. So I always have to check my car before I drive, always look at the cameras before I go out, always take a different path. It's really bad, bad life. But thank God we made it, and we are all safe here and happy here.
So you tell me about your job. You work at Jump, right?
Yeah, first when I came here, you know, I'm a man I used to work in all my life. So I start studying CWI to get back to my engineering degree and then in BSU. So I said, I have to find a small job. So I start working a small job as a security officer at Jump. Then I get promotion to be the security manager. Wow. But I'm still studying in BSU.
A number of years ago, I took a citizenship test and I walked around downtown Boise and I asked people to see if they could answer even half of the questions, and they couldn't. I mean, a lot of folks couldn't even pass a citizenship test.
It is not easy, but sometimes when you make us a categories in your mind, this is the question for history, this is for geography, this is for social life, this is numbers. So I classify that into my brains, and it's easy for me. I answer all the questions.
Wow.
You know, George, I've never taken it, and I am a little nervous. I know you're right. It's like probably a bunch of years. Like, what's the exact year that that historical event happened?
Yeah, there's a lot of American I get to meet while I'm studying.
Right.
And I ask them the question. Some of them, they pause for a few minutes, then they answer. And some of them, they say, we didn't hear about that. Yeah, it is. It's a lot, hundreds of questions. But
yeah,
it's good. It's good to know.
It's very impressive.
Yes.
Well, it's such an important milestone. You have to wait several years as a refugee before you are eligible to take your citizenship test. So when you get to do it and get that milestone, you can vote, you can travel outside the country. Like, one of my colleagues got to go see his family again who haven't been able to resettle here yet. But because he got that citizenship, he could go and see his daughters again for the first time in years. And so it's so important, just for the meaning of it, but also just for what it means for your life.
Holly, how are we doing with resettlement efforts in Idaho?
Yeah, Idaho resettlement efforts, there's just such a strong community in Idaho that really cares about this. You know, it goes back to wanting to help others who are in a situation of being persecuted and really being forced to flee for their own safety. So it dates back to 1975 in Idaho, where the state came together and was like, this is a really important thing for us as humans, for our global security. So, you know, it has fluctuated over the years, especially if you look at the last 5 years. We fluctuated much lower due to COVID, due to some federal policies that were in place. And then we fluctuated back up due to the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan and the war in Ukraine. And so this year, things are starting to kind of see that evening back out. For the fiscal year, we are expecting just right around 900 people to arrive through the resettlement program.
Wow. And do you have even a round number of how many folks will be sworn in as new U.S. citizens this coming weekend?
Yeah, typically we see about 12 to 14 people who are able to participate in that ceremony.
Saeed, what was that like? What does U.S. citizenship mean to you and your family?
The Refugee Day, it's my birthday. When I get the U.S. citizenship, the feeling of freedom, the feeling of humanity, the feeling is to be an American person, to be proud of yourself. And I can go and see my mom and my brother, my sister. I can travel everywhere without limits. I can be proud when I say, I'm American now. I'm American now. I'm free. I'm on the land of free. So really, it's hard to explain, but it's very happiness day for us, actually.
And anyone who's feeling, I don't know, just half engaged about their citizenship, their country, who we are, who we're not, you need this. You need this. Friday is Magic Valley Refugee Day in downtown Twin Falls. And Saturday is World Refugee Day in Boise. Things get underway Saturday morning in the Grove Plaza. Have a wonderful time. And thank you, Holly. Thank you, Saeed. Thanks for giving me some time.
No problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, George.